Ahmad al-Shaar, known by his terrorist alias Abu Muhammad al-Jawlani, was recently appointed Syria's transitional president by a United Military Council. He and his foreign minister Asad al-Shaybani traveled to Saudi Arabia, where they were received by Muhammad Abdul Rahman, Riyadh's deputy emir. According to Syrian presidency, Jawlani met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Previously, King Salman and his son Mohammed had congratulated Jawlani on his appointment and affirmed Riyadh's support for Syria's new government. This visit marked Jawlani's first official foreign trip as Syria's leader, signaling Hayat Tahrir al-Sham's effort to gain regional legitimacy. The group seeks engagement with key Arab states such as Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Egypt. Earlier, Jawlani had met Saudi officials in Damascus, where Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan stressed the need to lift sanctions on Syria. Shaybani had also recently visited Saudi Arabia to discuss bilateral relations and regional developments. Saudi Arabia is cautiously engaging with Syria's new government, while remaining wary of HTS' past ties to Al-Qaeda. Riyadh has historically opposed Islamist movements, particularly Muslim Brotherhood, and views HTS with suspicion. In a January 22 interview with Turkish media, Jawlani stated that his first foreign trip would be to Saudi Arabia or Turkey, expressing a sense of closeness to Riyadh. His visit highlights an evolving relationship between Damascus and Riyadh. Before Bashar al-Assad's government fell on December 8th, Saudi Arabia had resumed diplomatic ties with Syria after a decade-long break due to the civil war. However, these ties remained limited to political gesture and embassy reopenings. Though Saudi Arabia twice invited al-Assad to Arab League summits, it did not offer substantial support. Jawlani's visit suggests a potential shift in regional diplomacy while reflecting HTS' strategy to adapt to Syria's changing political landscape. Despite its terrorist designation, HTS seeks to establish new relations with Arab states. Jawlani's trip to Saudi Arabia focused on security, political, and economic issues. Given Syria's economic crisis, its new leadership hopes for financial support from Saudi Arabia and Gulf monarchies. Syria remains a battleground for rival political factions and foreign interests, often described as Wahhabi and Muslim Brotherhood aligned forces, competing for territorial control. It is likely that Turkey and Qatar facilitated Jawlani's visit to Saudi Arabia to address tensions between the two sides. Now, a key question arises. Can HTS alleviate Arab concerns over its ties to the Muslim Brotherhood? And what direction will Arab policy towards Syria take? Syria's instability makes fulfilling Arab promises or implementing reforms difficult. Armed groups in the country possess extensive combat experience and advanced weaponry, complicating efforts toward stability. In the short term, Syria will continue to be a stage for regional rivalries and great power confrontations. Arab states will likely adjust their policies based on ongoing developments, Meanwhile, the Zionist regime's military incursions into Syria may foster unity among anti-Zionist groups, further shaping the region's geopolitics. Gulani's visit marks a turning point in Syria's political landscape. It highlights HTS' push for regional legitimacy and signals a possible shift in Saudi policy towards Syria. Riyadh, historically opposed to Islamist movements like the Muslim Brotherhood, remains cautious in its approach to Syria's new leadership. At the same time, Gulani seeks Saudi and Gulf financial aid to address Syria's economic crisis. However, internal instability, regional power struggles, and foreign interventions present major obstacles to lasting stability. Ultimately, Saudi Arabia's Syria policy will depend on the new government's ability to secure regional support and manage internal crises.